4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And it's time to welcome to the program Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. President John Boehner had a meeting yesterday. Nothing happened, but the lines of communications remain open.
They are. Before we get started on the fiscal cliff, if I might, I wanted to give a shout-out to Michelle. I met at a soiree Saturday night. She's a big fan of your show and also a subscriber of the Washington Times. So she loves the show, and I just wanted to say hey.
All right, very good. I always love hearing from listeners of the radio program, and mark that down because now we have seven. We have seven listeners, I believe. Anyhow, all right, so the president and the Boehner, they get together. Nothing really happened yesterday. Are they going to get together again? Are they talking today, do we know?
They're not talking today, no. President Obama is talking at Speaker Boehner today. He was in Michigan to visit an auto assembly plant that's owned by Daimler, and he spoke to unionized auto workers there, and he was just, doing more of the same that he had been doing in the past couple of weeks, which is trying to rally public support for a middle class extension of the middle class tax cuts and for higher taxes on people earning more than $200,000 a year. So they were not involved in negotiations today. They did meet at the White House kind of by surprise yesterday, and we don't know really anything about what happened in that discussion. Both sides agreed to just say we're keeping the lines of communications open, as you said, and we don't know whether they have more meetings planned or what.
You know, a little while ago, I was watching the speech from the factory out in Michigan, and I thought, oh, this is something from, pre-election days. This is something from the campaign trail, but it really was the same stuff, wasn't it?
It definitely was, and the president's not above, reminding people that, hey, I stuck with you auto workers in the bailout, and now look, we have a great success here in Michigan, and the industry is thriving, and thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, but Detroit also said last week through one particular councilwoman that, hey, Mr. President, we voted for you, now is the time to pay up. Did he bring any money with him?
He did not. He did not bring any checks, no. Daimler, the auto manufacturer, announced today while he was there that they are going to be investing about $125 million in expanding their plant operations, and that will create, as the president said, 115 good union jobs. I don't know what I'm not good at math, but you can figure out what the trade-off is there, what the equation works out to be. But it was sort of like taking a victory lap on the president's part today as he was pushing Speaker Boehner and the House Republicans to again, give in on the tax rate issue for higher wage earners.
I've been trying to think for the past couple of weeks. I do not recall a president roaming the country singing praises about raising taxes, and yet that's what this guy is doing, and he's armed with some figure like 73% of America want higher taxes. But of course, they want them for people not in their own category. They want them for the higher, for the higher income earners. But it's just it's bizarre to me. Normally, if someone roamed around the country talking about raising taxes, they'd be booed off of the stage, but not this guy.
It really is. It's striking to me that a lot of the media is covering it as not as a search for increasing taxes on wealthier people, but just to preserve that middle-class tax cut. I mean, you can argue back and forth all day long about how much bias there is in the media, but this is a case where I think they're really, the White House is winning that argument with the media and their portrayal of it. Jay Carney today, who was, obviously he's the president's press secretary, was traveling on Air Force One, and he was telling reporters that, making the argument, basically, look, we're not asking Republicans to vote for a tax increase. We're just asking them to vote for extending the tax cut for people under $200,000 a year. And then, lo and behold, on January 1st, automatically, because the Bush-era tax cuts will be expiring, the taxes for those people above $200,000 a year will go up. And he was making the point Republicans aren't going to have to vote for that, and we all kind of knew that, but now they're sort of laying it out and saying, this shouldn't be that distasteful to Republicans because they're not actually voting for a tax increase.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Whatever you want to say.
All right. It still comes out of your wallet.
That's right. It sure does. Is there a reason to believe something will be worked out?
I still think so. It's anybody's guess, really.
Yeah.
But you do see movement from, you see more and more House Republicans and Senate Republicans making comments about, we ought to just get this over with and then move on to bigger issues. The thing I think that I still don't see from the president's side is that, he's got to give, in my view, the Republicans something to hang their hat on, and it's my way of thinking he really hasn't done that yet. There's got to be some incentive for John Boehner and House Republicans to make this deal, and I still don't see it. I don't see what the president's offering that is attractive to the Republicans.
Well, it's funny you mention that because Dick Durbin was on Meet the Press yesterday, and his whole idea was, let's just get the taxes raised, get the tax revenue coming in, and then somewhere down the road we'll sit down and we'll work out this whole entitlement spending issue. So you're right. Nothing's being offered, and you've got Democrats going on national television shows basically saying, hey, Republicans, give up on us right now. Give us what we want right now, and we'll give you what you want later. And we all know that hasn't worked in the past. Why would anyone think it would work now?
No, I think in grade school somebody had made that presentation to me while I was playing marbles at recess, it wouldn't have worked. Everybody knows that that's not a good deal, and yeah. I just don't see where yet the administration is giving the Republicans something that they can take back to their constituents and say, look, we got this out of the deal, so we felt like, we ought to do it.
Yeah. Yesterday I heard more than one person say, why not just kick this down the road so the next Congress has to deal with it? It buys just a little bit of time, and who knows, by then maybe there'll be a different outlook.
Well, gosh, I hate to hear that kind of talk. Everybody in Washington is focused on this issue now, and next year is not an election year. So I think if a deal that's good for the economy and good for the overall health, fiscal health of the country doesn't get done in the next 6 months to a year, then it's really, they really dropped the ball.
Yeah. What's next on the president's schedule this week,
He's pretty much laying low in Washington, meetings at the White House, but nothing definite yet on more meetings with congressional leaders about the fiscal cliff. So we'll be interested to watch as the week progresses to see, whether they have any more face-to-face encounters with, John Boehner, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitch McConnell.
All right. When's that 20-day vacation start that we've been hearing about?
I think it's supposed to start on December 17th, but what is that, next week? That's not going to happen.
Yeah. I was going to say, and no one's asking about the $4 million price tag or anything like that, right? No,
not yet.
Probably not.
If you get the chance, we certainly will.
Hey, do they send a pool reporter?
They're to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are reporters who, there's a lovely, I've seen it on the website, and I've been there in person, there's a lovely looking hotel on the beach where the press stays, to quote unquote cover the president's vacation in Hawaii, and, I know many reporters take family members with them, because basically it's a week or so on the beach and there really isn't much to do, but they do have pool reporters there, travel to and fro, watch the president play basketball at the Marine base or whatever he's doing that day.
You ever have a shot at doing that?
No, we have not. We have decided not to cover presidential vacations, because like in when the president would go to Martha's Vineyard, for example, in the summertime for a week summer vacation, or even best back when George W. Bush would go back to his ranch in Texas for a good part of August, we decided it just wasn't worth our while to be stuck there.
Yeah, that's a shame because I know sometimes when you get pool duty, it's like in a van down by the river or something.
Bring your own Doritos.
That's it. All right, Dave. Well, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. We'll talk later.
All right, Andy.
See you. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 4:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.